High FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Now, we do have Alistair Anderson with us, as we do on from time to time, almost monthly, to talk about what is going on culturally in the world. And he, as ever, has put together a great list. Alistair, welcome to the show. Nice to be with you on 101.9 High FM.
Morning, Benji. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well.
Great, great.
Thank you. Now, Alistair, interesting, we've had a documentary on Netflix that we are that you can see, and we've actually had this person on the show before when she made her documentary about the octopus, which won the Oscar, and Pippa Ulrich is now back with the My Mercury documentary. What is that all about?
So this is brand new. It's just come out, and it's set on the, basically on the coast of Namibia, on the side of Namibia. A passionate conservationist makes a cruel pact to save endangered seabirds from extinction on an inhospitable island alone. So it's an interesting film that's just been film that's just come out. In fact, it's I think it's in SA now, and it's her latest project. It's about a guy that's basically fighting against what man has done to society there in Southwest Africa or Namibia.
Okay, so that's very, very interesting, and kind of similar in some respect to the previous documentary. So that will be My Mercury by Pippa Ulrich. Interesting to see where that goes. Another interesting on Netflix, Unfrosted, which is the story of the directed by Jerry Seinfeld. Tell us what that's all about.
So it's the first time that Jerry Seinfeld in his whole entertainment career has actually directed a film. Obviously he started as a stand-up, then he got the Seinfeld show when he was about 36, 37, and now he's made a movie called Unfrosted, which is a kind of dramatic comedy about how the Pop-Tart was created in America, and what a ridiculous story it is, and it's full of action and hijinks and things you wouldn't believe actually happened, but happened. It's also got a ridiculous performance by Hugh Grant in it.
Okay, so for people who don't know, Alistair, what is a Pop-Tart?
So a Pop-Tart, and I'm actually going to Wikipedia this so I get it right, because it's something that's, it's basically a toaster pastry, which was produced and distributed by a company called Kellanova since 1964, and it's basically a sweet filling inside two thin layers of regular pastry, and it's a very American thing. You put it in a toaster or a microwave oven. It's, I think we get them in South Africa, but it's not really taken off. Kellogg's actually owned it until 2023, it says here, but it's big thing in the US.
Okay, so we have a documentary about Pop-Tarts, which I'm sure by Jerry Seinfeld will also be very interesting. Now, moving into the real world, so to speak, things that are actually on and that will be around, that one can engage with in the next while. Of course, coming up pretty soon is Yom HaAtzmaut and Yom HaZikaron, which are probably one of the two big cultural issues that are cultural events that take place in the Jewish community.
Yeah, so Yom HaAtzmaut is taking place on May the 13th in Joburg, starting at 4 o'clock, and it's basically celebrating 76 years of Israel, as a country. And that's going to be a really, I think, culturally significant and fun event, like live music, food stalls, etc., etc. And obviously, just at this time, it's also, it's just a nice event to kind of commemorate what Israel is, and that we stand with Israel. So it's a nice event that's happening on May the 13th.
Okay, so that's Yom HaAtzmaut. Normally, Yom HaZikaron is just before that. Alistair, I noticed that you're just saying it's in Johannesburg. I'm assuming, because normally with these sorts of events, that they don't give the location out until you've RSVP'd. So you have to book, I'm assuming, directly online.
Yes, so if you go to the sazf.org /76, you'll find it on there. So it's the Zionist Federation's website. Tickets are on there, registration's on there, and then you'll get all the information. Obviously, as just for security reasons, not all the info has been released yet.
Okay, there you go. We're talking to Alistair Anderson today. He is our cultural correspondent. I'm Benji Shulman. This is 101.9 Chai FM.
This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
101.9 Chai FM. I'm Benji Shulman. This is the New Blue Review. Talking to Alistair Anderson today, who is our regular cultural correspondent. Alistair, this past weekend was the Knysna Simola Hill Climb Race. What is that all about?
Yeah, so Knysna has become quite a quirky town for its different unusual events. You know, they have an oyster festival, and they also have the Simola Hill Climb, where basically they drive cars up a very steep cliff. And this past weekend, in fact, a guy who's formerly in my band called Tom Falcon actually won it. He was representing Business Day, and he was riding in a Suzuki Swift, which was really interesting. And I mean, I think they pulled a few thousand people. You know, there's obviously other events around it. But yeah, a cool little motorsport that could only really happen in a place as beautiful as Knysna.
Well, I'm assuming that it's a very steep hill. The kind of fun stroke risk element here is that the cars could kind of tumble down. Is that correct?
Yes, that's it. Yeah, you could fall off. So, you know, you've got to drive against the gravity. But yeah, they practice from about, they start on Friday, they have Friday, Saturday, they have qualifiers and practice heats, and then on Sunday they have the main race.
Completely strange. Now, of course, this time every year, Alistair, we have also the Eurovision, which happens. The Israeli entry has been controversial this year because it was banned, and then I think they changed it, and there were some other issues. So that's been one problem. But what else is interesting? Who's likely to be the winner this year in terms of Eurovision?
If I'm right, it's taking place in Malmo in Sweden. So often the host, you know, it's quite a sort of following before. They have preliminaries. But if I even look just quickly at the odds, because, you know, people bet on this stuff, it's a bit ridiculous. Right now, it's Croatia is the favorite. They said about 25% chance. I think we'll know by the weekend. But countries that are sort of in the running, Croatia, Switzerland, Ukraine again, but obviously, you know, they won it kind of in a solidarity thing with the war last year. Italy, Netherlands, France. Israel is the eighth favorite. It would be quite a controversial win if, you know, never mind them taking part, if they decided that they're going to award it to Israel. You know, that would create quite a lot of media, but I think right now Croatia and Switzerland are the leaders.
Well, yeah, and the Israeli one called Hurricane is quite a powerful song, and definitely actually worth going to listen.
On YouTube at least to start. It'll definitely be on YouTube already.
Okay, so you go check it out on YouTube. Alistair, we have a boxing match coming up, Aisk versus Fury. I can't, however, talk about boxing without also talking about the fact that this weekend Dingaan Tubela died, who was kind of an icon of South African boxing.
Yes. You know, he won a number of titles internationally. You know, I think he was in two weight classes, a lightweight title in the 90s, and then super middleweight. The Rose of Soweto is, you know, what he was more commonly known as. And I mean, if I quickly look at the, he was boxing all the way until about 2006. But yeah, someone who's quite famous, I think, in the South African sport when we still had, you know, champions in boxing. Hopefully we could get back on that level again. Of course, we've got Dricus du Plessis, who's our champion in MMA, and he's going to fight again later this year. It looks like it's in Australia and probably around August or September against Israel Adesanya, who, you know, there's that whole toss-up about, is Dricus actually African? Because he's a white guy, and, you know, it's a lot of fight talk, but that'll be later this year.
Very, very interesting. Now, paddle has taken off. Alistair, you'll see it all over Johannesburg, people knocking a ball back and forth in the sunshine. And a new paddle company has come on board to make an offering to the public as well.
Yeah, so I'm sure the listeners will know of Baldwin Properties. They're the biggest sectional title housing developer in South Africa. And they've now launched a company called Baldwin Paddle. So it's a division of Baldwin. And effectively, they're putting paddle courts in each of their developments. So not all of them, but a lot of them. Which are, you know, open to residents and then also to the public, you know, at a fee. And yeah, Steve Brooks, I mean, I know him quite well. He runs Ball, and his whole thing is he's trying to get South Africans to be more healthy, and that's why he's pushing paddle as an option and as a sport. It's not as strenuous as tennis, and it's something that, you know, you can pick up quite easily, and you can also play it, you know, when you're a bit older. Although I have heard a number of people that are going to physio saying they've had paddle injuries, paddle-related injuries. So good idea is to stretch before you play, because apparently it can, you know, if you haven't really exercised your muscles in a while, you can have unfortunate little tweaks, if you will, when you're moving around the court. And the sport itself was developed actually in Mexico, and then it spread around Spain and Argentina, and now it's in South Africa, where, you know, people are trying to get us also on the world map, considering that we are a sport-hungry nation.
Now, talking about being on the world map, Alistair, Boy Kills World is a movie which has come out. It looks like a sort of grungy 90s sort of teenage film. That was kind of the impression I got from looking at the poster. But it's actually filmed in South Africa.
Yeah, so a lot of it was filmed in Cape Town. I'd say it's kind of like watching a video game, but in a film. So basically, the quick back of the box is that a young child called Boy, and he's just called Boy, lives in a city, and then the city is ruled by like sort of criminal empire. He can't speak because he's been through all kinds of hardship with his family. That's where it starts, and then he has like a voice in his head telling him what to do. So it's a bit comic violence, but very entertaining film, and it's got Bill Sarsgaard, who was Pennywise in the It movies and will be in the new Crow soon. He's the younger brother of he's the son of Stellan Skarsgård and the younger brother of the other two Skarsgård brothers. And yeah, it just happens that a lot of it was filmed in Cape Town, so if you look carefully you might see Inga Beckman, who is an actress and a musician who's in the film. Some South Africans sort of pop up. Sholto Copley is also in it, and he hams up his role, but I think that's part of the story.
Very, very interesting. Okay, so international film with a South African theme. So lots to do and lots to see in your week coming up. Docie by SA's Pippa Ulrich on My Mercury about saving birds in Namibia. Jerry Seinfeld on Pop-Tarts. Boy Kills World, which is a film. And you can look forward to Eurovision. And, of course, coming up is Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaAtzmaut. And you can go to the Zionist Federation website for more details because, obviously, those are going to be very well protected. Will, because of the security situation, they will be well protected. But it's important that people sign up for what I think will be a very important occasion in the Jewish community. Alistair Anderson, thank you so much. We'll chat to you again when there's more culture to be talked about.
Thanks so much, Benji, and have a great week. Thank you. And thanks to the listeners.
Thanks, Alistair Anderson there, our regular cultural correspondent. I am Benji Shulman, and this is 101.9 Chai FM.